FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. We are thrilled and delighted that Fane Restaurant was recently placed 37th and lauded as the best in Africa by World's 50 Best Restaurants. It's right here in Cape Town, firmly cementing us on the global stage. And today I'm congratulating their manager, Jennifer Uge. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
It's so wonderful.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
So good, and so good to have you on the show so that we can congratulate you and say
thank you so much
for putting Cape Town right out there.
I know. Wow, what a big achievement. Yeah, it was, to be honest with you, it's not real. Yeah, it's very, very big.
Well, it's not a surprise. It's incredibly well deserved. I always describe Fane as world-class destination dining worthy of a flight, well deserving of plate rating. How do you describe dining at Fane for those who haven't experienced it yet?
Okay, so Fane Restaurant, I think we are very different to what's happening in the culinary scene in Cape Town or South Africa. When we started, or when Pete, main owner of Fane Restaurant, or my partner in the business, spoke to me about Fane 4 years ago, he's like, Jen, I don't know if it's going to work, but let's try it out and see. So I think we're going back more into simplicity with the food. It's about the ingredients that you cook. And so we use Japanese cooking skill, but we use a lot of local ingredients. So we combine both culture together. So it was a risk to be taken. I think it has paid out. I think Fane is less about theater or about dry ice or smoke. As I was saying, it's all about the ingredients, the quality of the ingredients and whatever is available.
But it gives so many aspects to the diner. I think the pleasure is also there's real poetry in motion watching the open kitchen and the chefs at work. And it's about the wine, which is your particular talent. Talk to me about the wine.
Okay, the wine, I've got quite an extensive wine list. When we first opened Fane, Pete is like, oh, sorry, whatever you saw, the plan of the bar and what you're getting now, it's a bit different. I needed a bit more space in the kitchen. So my bar was very small and my storage was very, very small. So my wine list started very small, but obviously I love wine and my passion is about wine. So only after a few months, he decided to build me a proper cellar downstairs, just under the restaurant. So I do have an extensive wine list. I do have some old school wine, and I do have the new style wine as well. And I've got quite an extensive sake list as well. And obviously, I do have more than 40 different Japanese whiskey as well.
Wow, there's something for everyone.
And also my cocktail. As a food, I try to bring on a Japanese flavor with South African flavor, a combination of both.
It's a beautiful combination. And I must say, the pairings, they are always so perfectly done. It's never just about the food in isolation. And if I can also congratulate you on the third aspect, which is really the service. You know, people could easily be intimidated coming to something new, but the staff are always so friendly and knowledgeable and pull it together perfectly so that you feel part of the process and everything's explained. I know that too is your particular talent in getting the team to run all in the same direction. To what do you attribute that success?
I think it comes from me. I think service comes from management. You know, if you are a very friendly manager, obviously the service will show all around, from your waiting staff, from the barman, from everybody. That's who I am. I don't like pretentious service. I like professional service, but with being very friendly as well and down to earth as well. Thanks, so I'm very hard to work with. Everything needs to be done properly.
Yes.
Yes. sometimes it's funny. When I get upset with my staff, I can be speaking, I think, 5 different languages. From Spanish to French. I just go into this moment.
I'm sure they can read your body language.
Yes, they do.
Yes, the easiest one
sometimes
to understand.
Sometimes I just look at them. I can be at the end of the room and they can just see my eyes. I'm like, okay, we're in trouble now.
And then no. Jennifer, tell me, what's special on the menu for you at the moment?
The new dish, when we came back, it's a palamon dish with king clip. What we do, we steam it in a kelp, and then we serve it at the table. It's for me, it's a true reflection of Fein and Japanese cooking.
Yes,
simplicity. It's very, true, it's very clean flavor, and lots of umami flavor coming through.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And I know it's responsibly sourced, so another tick in the box for 11 out of 10 for Fein. I want to just ask you, when you are drinking your favorite glass of wine, what music is playing in the background?
It depends on the day I had at work, what mood I am. Maybe French music, yes, because I do miss home sometimes, so if I'm cooking, it would be French music. If Peter gave me a hard time at work, it will be Queen Under Pressure. It all depends on the mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for setting the mood for us and sharing your inspiration.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Take care.
For mouthwatering recipes, including one of Fein's, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.